The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
And good morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. If you want to join us, you can jump in at the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. And yes, this is Thursday, the last Thursday of the month. Wow, even the last day of the month, and this is Trish Clark. And I'm joined this morning by my co-host, Baron Browning. Good morning, Baron.
Good morning, Trish. How are you?
I'm good, and we'll see how we are at the end of 2 hours with all this stuff going on here. Carl and Linda are off celebrating New Year's Eve, and so we're going to take this show through for a couple hours. Hope you join us, and if you've got conversation you'd like to talk to us about, please give us a call. The weather this morning is 41 degrees outside. We're looking for a high of 49 today and a low of 32. On New Year's Day, a high of 47, a low of 31. A little patchy frost, but it's going to be sunny and cold other than that. Through the weekend, we're not looking for any appreciable rain or moisture anytime in the near future in this forecast. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friends are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated, give veterans and senior discounts, and you can give them a call at 365-3793. So first on our agenda this morning, we have our friend Spencer from Haven Humane, and he has a giant puppy with us this morning. Good morning, Spencer.
Good morning. So this morning I brought with me Hermes, who is an 8-month-old giant schnauzer lab mix. He came into our shelter as a stray, and unfortunately nobody came looking for him, so he's now looking for a new forever home. Hermes is, he's probably right now around 70 pounds at 8 months old. He's probably going to be around a 100-pound dog when he's fully grown. He would love to find a forever home today. Because he's so large, we do have him rated for a home with kids 8 and older, just because he's a little bouncy and he could easily knock over a small child, not knowing that he even bumped into him.
He's a giant puppy.
He's a big goofball. He's got long, wiry fur on him, which is actually pretty cool. It doesn't shed as much as a short-haired dog would, which is really, really nice if you don't want a dog that sheds. The wiry coats tend to not shed quite as much. He is good with all other animals that we've introduced him to, dogs, cats, everything. He just loves everything. He's eager to meet every person that he comes across. He thinks everybody's here to say hi to him.
Yes, he's very friendly.
He is extremely friendly, and we're hoping that today's his lucky day. So if you're interested in adopting Hermes, you could stop by our shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653. I do want to let everybody know that for the month of January, we're actually going to be offering a neuter special for dogs and cats, only $20 to get them neutered.
Wow, that... Yeah.
Great deal. There's only limited spots available for that. So you'd want to stop by the shelter or give us a call sooner than later, because once all those spots have been taken, unfortunately, we won't have any more.
And that's such a great opportunity. And you know, we love our animals and what have you, but that we have too many, and we really need people to be responsible pet owners and get their cats and dogs neutered.
Absolutely. We hope that one day there will be a North State with no more homeless pets.
And really, I think, and more importantly, I think people need to really consider that for cats. I mean, we all love our animals, and everybody loves their cats, but your neighbors don't all love your cats. and so, you know, you really need to be a responsible owner.
Absolutely. And spay or neuter is part of being a responsible pet owner.
That's exactly right. So, come on, we need to get Hermes into a home right now. before the end of the day. And you're probably closed tomorrow.
We are going to be closed tomorrow. We will be open today from 11 to 5, as well as Saturday from 11 to 5.
Okay, very good.
So if I want Hermes, how much would it cost me, and what's the procedure?
So today's actually the last day that we're doing our promotion. So our normal adoption fee is $135. It includes the neuter, microchip, health exam, all the medical and packages included. Today's our last day of our promotion, where dogs are only $75 to adopt and still includes the whole medical package. And the process is you'll just come down, meet an animal, fall in love. We'll have you fill out an application, and we'll approve you within a couple minutes, and you'll get to take your new pet home.
That's great. Well, thank you for coming in, Spencer.
Well, thank you for having us.
All right. Thanks so much, Spencer. So we've got tons of stuff to talk about this morning, Baron, and we're going to hit, I think, on the honey oil lab specifically, because I think a lot of questions, and that's an issue that you've brought forward. And I'm looking forward to really getting a lot more information out to the people about the importance of this and what we're doing down in the city of Anderson. And we'll probably do that after we take a break here. But what's on your mind other than that this morning?
Well, you know, a couple things. Looking at all the news this morning, I just want everybody to be aware. You know, it is New Year's Eve, and drinking driving is a big thing this year. AAA, as you know, is offering free tows to everybody that gives them a call, and that's easy. It's 1-800-AAA-HELP, 1-800-AAA-HELP, and you can get a free tow home, and you don't have to worry about getting in an accident or potentially hurting somebody else.
Yeah, and it's just there's no good time to take a drink and drive.
That's correct.
I mean, there isn't any worse time. But this specifically, because there's so many people out there, it is New Year's Eve, people are out driving around, they just don't think, maybe they only just had, you know, one glass of wine, whatever, it's just not a good time to be trying it.
No. Plan ahead, you know. If you don't plan ahead, then call AAA Help. But if not, you know, call a cab.
Or, you know, what you need to do, the group that you're going with, draw straws before the evening starts.
Designated driver, you're right.
There you go. Designated driver. One person can, and then the rest of you can have your fun and do what you need to do, and that one person, tonight's their night to be that designated driver. We do that with my group a lot. And you know, you get the short straw once in a while and have to do that, but then everybody gets home safe and sound.
Well, I don't drink, so I'm always the designated driver. So
I'm going to have to start partying with you.
There we go.
No, I think it's important because especially on some of the younger kids, that they forget that it just doesn't take much. Response time, your reaction time is so much less when you've had a couple of drinks.
That's right.
You think you're fine. You think, you know, what is that? I see, just got back from the Bay Area again, and all the signs read, buzz driving is drunk driving all the way down the freeway. They just think they're feeling, you know, loose and free, but they don't really think they have an issue, and I'm here to tell you, you do. The other thing is it's that there are going to be police out there everywhere.
DUI checkpoints everywhere. That's
DUI
correct.
Checkpoints. So it just, you know, think about it again. Get that designated driver, and just don't be doing something stupid, because it just doesn't help. You know, we do live reads all the way through, and before we started this morning, I also want to say good morning to Jared.
Good morning.
And
happy
Jared
New Year.
Got the board this morning. And when I looked at him and said, okay, so are you doing the live reads or am I doing the live reads? He kind of said, I don't do live reads.
Well, he has a
not
great
that
voice.
Not that I refuse to do it. I just,
he just
don't normally do it.
Yeah, he just hasn't normally does it. So, and Carl usually does them. So we're going to wing our way through a few of them this morning, I think.
I think you got it, Trish.
Yeah, you think? Well, the first one we've already skipped because I didn't do it. As you know, the weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane, and we've got just a reminder that tickets for Jay Leno at the Reading Civic Auditorium on March 26th. We gave away those tickets Christmas Day, I believe, and so a lucky winner got those. But be sure and check with the box office and get tickets for the Jay Leno thing on March 26th. Going to be a great show. And we'll be right back to you after these breaks.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local, whole food store.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from your friends and neighbors at Reading Electric Utility. On behalf of all REU employees, we wish you a safe and joyous holiday season filled with peace, health, and quality time with loved ones. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you this past year, and we will strive to keep 2016 shining bright. For energy savings information and holiday safety tips, visit reupower.com. REU and you, powerful together.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. This is Thursday. It's Trish Clark. I'm here this morning with Baron Browning. It's 41 degrees outside. Not going to get much warmer, maybe about 52 today. So we're going to talk this first hour about Honeywell Labs. And a lot of you have read about this in the paper. There's been some stuff going on. We talk about it. I'm not sure a lot of people know too much about it. But Baron Browning is on the Anderson City Council, so he's going to put that hat on for a while. And he became involved in this and thought, you know, this is something that's an issue in our community, and we're going to do something about it. So, Baron, tell me why you got interested and what you've done as a result of that.
Well, it actually started back when I was running for office last year. And so we had a few explosions last year in the city of Reading. I know we had some busts in the city of Anderson, some pretty large busts in the city of Anderson on Honey Oil Labs. And so I just started researching it, getting into it a little bit, finding out what was going on with it, kind of understanding it. And then when I actually got elected into office, my first words to our city manager is, this is something that, you know, I want to look into heavily to see if we can't figure out a way to regulate it.
So what is a honey oil lab?
So a honey oil lab, there's many different ways to make honey oil. But the butane is the most efficient way from everything that I've read and understand. Butane that's used in this process takes the most THC off the marijuana. So when it's ran through the process, it's ran through a tube, typically about 2 to 3 inches in diameter, anywhere from 2 feet to, I've seen it as high as 5 and 6 feet high. They pack it full of marijuana, and then they pour this liquid butane. It's supposed to be coming out as a gas, but when you flip it upside down, the way it's done, it becomes a liquid and filters through all of the marijuana. You also lose less of the marijuana in the process. In all my studying, and I've been studying this for 6 months, and actually I've taken two classes on it, one from Butte County and another one from the Department of Justice, to kind of understand what was going on with this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the process is that they take the marijuana and they what do they do with the marijuana after they process
they
it
pack,
this way?
They pack it into this tube.
Uh-huh.
Again, 3 inches by three feet high. It has a filter at the bottom and a little hole at the top so that they can get the butane into the cylinder.
And then
it flows
a product
through.
Comes out?
Yeah, and it actually looks like honey oil. That's what you think of, is almost a honey-looking wax, and it falls into typically a Pyrex dish and seeps out. And then what happens is, what you have in there is this honey oil from the THC, which is what the THC is and has made, and also the liquid butane. The next part of the process is what they do is they put it on a hot plate or a stove. So you have a liquid gas sitting on top of a stove, and they slowly heat it at a very low heat to burn off all of the liquid butane from that process. What happens, though, is when you're putting butane in through the top is it also releases the gas at the same time it releases the liquid. And so imagine 300 milliliters will be 200 times expanded once it's a gas. And so that could fill up a 10 by 10 room with gas. And what happens with this gas is it's so heavy, it actually goes down to the floor. And so you can't smell it, you can't see it, you can't nothing. And so it's on this floor. And so static electricity, even running across the carpet or your pilot light coming on from your stove or your water heater. And a lot of these are done in garages. So you have a water heater in your garage and the pilot light kicks on and kaboom. And we've seen this happen over and over and over again.
So what do they do with the honey oil when they get it done? Is it, do you smoke it? Do you...
Yeah, it's a smoked product. Typically, it can also go into food products as well. I know that's really big in Colorado, where they're making this stuff professionally. But it's not all made professionally in Colorado either, so don't kid yourself on what this is. But so it can go into food products. It can go because and the thing about the butane, and I want to make this very clear to the public, the butane that we went after is the 300 milliliters, highly refined, because if you use the unrefined butane like you would buy for your lighter at the dollar, you know, for $1.99 at the smoke shop normally or Walmart, it's virtually unrefined butane. And it has a flavor and a taste. And so when you use, and that's why they're making this product. So you as a smoker, to make this clear, if you smoke 2 packs a day, you wouldn't use one 300 milliliter can in a year.
Oh, exactly.
But
yeah.
These guys are going in and buying a case, which is 96 cans. We know what they're doing with it. And they're not buying the unrefined butane that you would use in your lighter. They're buying the highly refined, 5 times to 12 times refined. The more times you refine it, the less odor and flavor you have in it. Also, it takes more THC off of the marijuana. So the more refined it is, the less chemicals that are in it. It's all those things have been taken out. And the butane itself actually takes more THC off the buds.
Okay, and so the product becomes more potent.
Correct. And so you're getting honey oil that's 90, 80, 90, and I've heard it as high as 97%.
And I sound like I'm asking basic questions, and I don't know a lot about this.
That's
I
okay.
have to tell you right off. But I think there's a lot of the public out there that really doesn't understand. Okay, so here's the government. They're coming down, and they're going to slap down on some other product again. For what reason? That's why I really want people to understand that there isn't any other use for this product in those large capacities.
I've had a lot of emails, and thank you, Trish. I've had a lot of emails on this. You're going to take my right to use my Coleman stove, which uses a butane product. Coleman does make a stove that uses butane, but they make their own canister. It's unrefined butane that they have in this can. It's much larger than 300 milliliters. Our code, which is very specific, goes after the 300-milliliter cans. It's not going after 5 gallons. It's not going after, you know, the one-pounder, the half-pounder from Coleman. It's not going after any of those. And it's not even going after your lighter butane because it specifically says 5 times and higher refined butane.
Okay. So, and that's, I really wanted to get that out there because there are a lot of people. I mean, I have one that I carry in my motorhome and those little cans. And I thought, okay, now you're going to have to go in and sign up and get registered. But that isn't what we're after.
No.
That isn't what. So in the city of Anderson, you've obviously done your homework. You've come up with the fact that this is an issue. As an example, you were telling me off the air, just this last month, we have 3 incidents.
Correct.
Right here?
Yeah, we've had one here in Reading, which was an explosion, which there was 2 minor kids involved in that explosion. That was in an apartment complex. That's not the first apartment to blow up here in our area. We had another one that happened up in Shingletown. That one, actually, we have 2 burn victims from that. They're both at UC Davis. I don't know if they've gotten out since then. And then we had everybody talks about this closed-loop system that's supposed to be safe. The one in Chico, which was the week after the Shingletown, and in between that was the Reading. That one was actually a closed-loop system. So
closed-loop, what does that mean?
Well, basically, they have got 2 canisters that hold. One sucks the butane out of it and runs it through the filtering system, the canister that holds all the buds. And then it runs back in and is actually captured back in to another cylinder so the butane can be reused over and over again until, obviously,
it blows up.
Well, yeah. But, again, those things are made with hoses and other things. And so if people don't put them on properly, then they can't explode because gas does leak out.
So that was the one that is that closed loop system that isn't a problem blew up down in
Chico, correct? Yes.
And we have 2 burn victims.
That's correct. And so, just to make it clear, the governor has signed 3 bills this past in the last 6 months that has to do with the transportation, manufacturing of marijuana for medical purposes. And so, the city's also working on an ordinance to eliminate that you cannot deliver marijuana in the city of Anderson. That will be coming before the city council next Tuesday, so the first meeting. Because the 3 bills look like this. 1, you can get a license to manufacture honey oil for the purposes of selling for medical purposes. That will be licensed to the state. If the city does not have an ordinance, whether they're for or against it, then the state will issue the license. So if the city then says, yes, you can manufacture in our city, but you have to get a license from us, then you have to get a license from the city and the state. But if you do nothing as a city or a county, then it goes right to the state level.
Okay.
And that goes for all 3 bills that he signed. So the manufacturing of the honey oil, the transportation and delivery of both marijuana and honey oil, so any marijuana product, you can order it. And you have to get a license also to deliver it. So those are the 3 areas that the bill looked at.
Okay, now does the city have the option of saying, no, you can't do it?
That's correct.
In all three instances?
Yeah, you can say no, yes, or do nothing, and that's basically a yes. If you do nothing, it's a yes. The state controls it as the city.
If you say yes, then you can, in fact, control it yourself.
You can get some revenue off of it, correct.
Or you can just say no, and they have to go elsewhere to do all 3.
That's correct.
And the city of Anderson is looking at the ordinance as no.
That's my proposal.
Okay.
I can't tell you what the other.
I mean, but that's the ordinance that's coming forward.
That's correct. The ordinance covers no, you can't deliver it in the city of Anderson. No, you can't manufacture it in the city of Anderson. So those are the things we're looking at. The other one was the grow. It's now legal to grow your own marijuana, which we've already tackled that some time ago.
Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit more about this and talk and hopefully take some calls from you at 605-4567 if you have any questions about this issue, and we'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, January 7th in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join me, Linda Bot, as I sing my favorite songs from the American Songbook. My special guest will be Bernie Baker on guitar, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Veramontes on drums. Call 243-3377 for reservations today. That's Romance on the River.
Season's greetings. This is Mac McCraw, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. As an Air Force retiree who previously deployed to Iraq, I know how important it is to graciously say thank you to all the currently deployed soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines for putting your life on the line every day to defend freedom so that all of us back home can keep safe. Merry Christmas to all of you, and we will see you soon when you come home. And thank you, Shasta County family members, for your support during the holidays.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
What are you doing New Year's Eve? Come to a New Year's Eve gala at Mosley's Winery. Enjoy uproariously funny theatrical entertainment, DJ music and dancing, delicious hors d'oeuvres, wine, beer, and a complimentary champagne toast. A midnight ball will be a night of fun not to be forgotten. Proceeds support Harris Studios and Promoting Arts Now. Tickets are available for purchase in downtown Reading at the Enjoy Store or online at harrisstudios.com. Don't miss out on the fun.
Okay, and welcome back. This portion of the show is brought to us by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take basic CCW courses. Register online at readingccw.com or call Ted at 999-1822. Firearm training, everybody should pack a firearm and be trained to use it, in my opinion, and Ted's the guy you need to go see, just off as an aside. Okay, so we've been talking about honey oil, and I want to get some more just background. You know, Baron is kind of become an expert on this because he's really taken the time to get out and study it. A lot of people don't get the whole picture of how marijuana has changed over the time since it was first introduced, and people were growing a little bit and smoking it. And let's talk about that a little bit, Baron, about what's on the market today and the impacts to our society.
Well, you know, back, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, in let's say my era, because I'm nearing 50, marijuana was about 20%, 25% THC levels. And as I talked about earlier, with the growing innovation of marijuana and the processes that they're getting The marijuana today, you're looking at anywhere from 40 to 60% just off the bud itself in marijuana. And then when you take it to a honey oil state, you're talking anywhere from 70 to 95%, 97% THC levels. And let me tell you, I've seen some...
That's got to be a dramatic difference from the slight buzz that you maybe got at 10, 20%.
I've seen videos of these kids at a young age, like I was when I was 20, and smoking this stuff, and the reaction and the freeze it does on the brain, not to mention the high lasts 10 hours. They have one video that I watched where the kid did it for the first time and took what they call a dab, because that's what you do with honey oil. You take a steel pen and you dab it, and you just get a little piece of it, just a little nick, and you smoke it through your pipe or bong. That way. And so the kid did it for the first time. He was probably about 20 years old. He was actually frozen to the point where he could see and hear, but he could not move, talk, or anything else, while all of his friends were laughing at him. And this lasted about 3 minutes. After about a minute and a half, they started hitting him, slapping him, trying to get him out of this consciousness. Now, his eyes were open. He looked straight ahead, just a dead stare. When he finally came out of it at about minute three, he was flipping out. He was screaming. He was yelling. He was telling them to call the ambulance, call the police, that he could hear everything that they were saying, but he couldn't talk or move, and that he needed help.
Yeah. See, I don't know. And I want you to understand that certainly KCNR Radio or I or Baron at this point not taking it. We're not trying to take a position on whether marijuana is good or bad or whether medically or what have you. Just simply trying to let people know that there's evidence out there that tells us that this is way more complicated than just picking up and smoking a little piece of a cigarette or whatever they call it. And it has a bigger impact, especially on our younger kids, than it did in the past.
That's right. And just think about... Go ahead.
Go ahead. No.
Well, think about alcohol for a second. We, in the state of California, we regulate 100 proof is the highest you can buy, but we're not regulating the amount of THC that you can smoke at a time. That makes no sense to me. I'm not saying I'm for or against it, but again, for our kids' sake, we need to have something in place that says, look, here's where it's at. Here's where the line is drawn. Here's where it's unsafe.
Okay, so now it is not illegal to use marijuana in the state of California. But that has not been decided. It is legal for medical use under certain circumstances. But these three new bills that have now been passed by the governor, which Barron referred to earlier, so explain exactly what they are now.
So the three bills all have to do with medical marijuana. One of them is the cultivation of marijuana. Which most cities around here have already made those decisions on how they're going to go forward or backwards with those things. The second one is the delivery and transportation of medical marijuana. And the third is the manufacturing of a medical honey oil. And there's two processes to that. There's the butane, which is the hazardous side, and there's the non-hazardous way to make it as well. But either way, in all those cases, you have to have a license from either the state or the city if they suggest that's the way it has to be.
Okay, so under the new law, you have to get a license to do any of these three things.
That's correct.
Even for medical marijuana.
You have to go through the process. You have to be background checked. You have to walk through the process to make sure that you're legally, you can do all those things. Just like you can legally in California have a firearm. You either can or can't. Mm-hmm. And so you've either done something or not done something to have a firearm. The same goes true with these three laws.
Okay, so, and of course, we're absolutely confident right now that the only people that are growing marijuana in the state of California, certainly in Shasta County, have already gone through the processes as described, and are going to follow these new laws right down to the letter. I mean, we just know that because that's what people do, that if a law is passed, everybody follows it.
That's right.
Yeah, so we can just assume that's going to happen. But let's assume that it's not. And if you're going to have it in the city of Anderson, I think it's pertinent, yes or no, that the city take a position so that they have the ability to have some control over it. We have other issues where we have problems where only the state or federal government do the licensing, and we clean up the mess because we don't have a say in it.
That's right.
So from my point of view, any time that your local jurisdiction can be in the loop to have some say, the people are better represented by having their locally elected officials I think that's where we can make the difference in the future, because we sure need to make a difference in a lot of areas. But the more control that we can maintain at the local level on these issues, where our people that we can see and talk to on a regular basis have some input into the process. So I really applaud the city of Anderson for bringing this forward as quickly as they are, and specifically Barron, who is the driver on this, and that, by golly, that's what we need when we elect people to office. Just a little pat on the back for Barron there.
Well, thank you.
But it is
important.
Well,
I do it because, again, and we talked about this off the air, but this is a matter of safety for everybody in our city and our communities. And this has nothing to do with my position on for or against medical marijuana or marijuana in itself. This has to do with the safety of our communities, where we have apartments blowing up. We've actually busted several at the hotels. So the people that are surrounding that room have no idea what's going on in the room next door to them, whether that's the apartment or whether that's the hotel or motel. They have no idea this is going on next to them. And when the explosion happens, like we've seen around us, you know, 15, 16 different families get displaced. Is that okay? Is it okay that little kids are in there and they're getting burned? There was a great article out of Sacramento where it talked about two kids, and this is a horribly sad story. Their mother took them over to visit their uncle. And they went out to the garage, and when they opened the garage, for whatever reason, there was friction, and he was in there making butane honey oil, and the garage exploded, and these two kids are burnt from head to toe. Mm-hmm. We're talking 2 weeks before that, they were, you know, in suits at a wedding, and so the mother still has pictures of those, and now you see them, they're burnt to a crisp from head to toe. They survived, but only by the grace of God. But this is what they have to live with the rest of their life. And is that fair to them? They didn't choose to have that happen to them. This was put upon them because of the decision of one person.
Well, and I for one, if you have never been in a burn ward with anyone, let alone small children, you just have absolutely no appreciation. You can't have for the suffering and the sadness of something, and sometimes you just can't avoid things like that, but to put everybody around you, and when one of those explosions, like you say, take place, imagine in a hotel room, and the hotel is full, and the whole place catches on fire. I mean, how many lives that would impact? I'm not one for great government control and having government get involved in every phase of our life. This stuff is serious that we've got out there, and that's why I would support having our local people involved in any of this process, licensing. It's out there. People are doing it. You know, several states have already legitimized legal marijuana. When I'm reading the articles, why in the world another state would want to do it is beyond me, because the results are not pretty. And they say, well, alcohol is legal and people are going to use it anyway, so you might as well legal. All of those arguments with me, and I will take a position, they all fall on deaf ears to me. I just do not believe that it's a substance that needs introduced into our lives. I think it's an entrance, to bigger and worse things, and I'm kind of into a drug-free lifestyle for our children, and just hate to see them get started on a path that's almost surely going to set them down a wrong path.
That's right.
But back to the honey oil lab stuff. Anything else we need to know about that?
What I would tell you is that the process of making this and the studies that we've done on it and the effects that it have on our youth are astronomical. And so the inner lobe on the brain doesn't stop developing on women until around 25, 26. And then for men, it's 27, 28 when it's fully developed. And so when you're smoking this stuff at age 12, 13, 14, you're not learning anything else past that, especially with the THC potency that's there today. And so that's my concern about it. You know, if we as a government are going to say, okay, this is okay, then let's figure out what's right about it being okay. When is it okay?
Well, then that's it. Okay. I just totally lost my train of thought. it's not okay. If we can't say that, why would we introduce a substance into our children's lives that we don't know more about it than we do. Certainly, alcohol is legal. We don't encourage our young kids to take it, and we try to stop that, and we prohibit it, and there are rules and regulations about that. Even if we legalize marijuana, we're going to have to figure out a way to keep it away from young children. You're not going to do that, and the more available you make it by legalizing it, the worse it gets.
Well, here's my problem with it. We didn't learn anything when we developed alcohol. I mean, as we went along, we learned things about alcohol, so we made restrictions on it. It was 18, and then it was 21, and we did these because they harmed our kids. So we didn't learn anything from that as a government to say we should do this for marijuana, too?
Well, and I can't get behind the arguments for legalization under any for any reason. I believe that if they want to do it for medical purposes, that fine. If it's a medicine, treat it like a medicine.
Get
a prescription and go to a pharmacy and have your doctor prescribe it just like any other. I mean, why do you need special scripts and all those things? If in fact it's beneficial medically, then treat it like a medicine, like you do any other medicine. And stop with the game playing. I mean, it's still, I think we've got a better handle on some of the legal grows within our communities. Certainly, the smells are a lot better during harvest time. We don't have, I mean, there's people growing marijuana all over everywhere, and everybody knows it, and it doesn't have anything to do with medical marijuana, and that's just the fact of the matter. So we're going to talk a little bit more about this on our return after we take these breaks.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we all made it through Christmas, and we're bearing down on New Year's. We got two more used heaters in and ready to go, and a whole bunch of new ones that just came in. So give Johnny a call and get a free estimate. Northern Lights Energy, kerosene heaters and on-demand water heaters, is what we do. If you're tired of big electric and propane bills, come on in and let us show you how we can save you money. We have red and clear diesel, kerosene, gasoline at all of our plants and card locks. If you need a 5-gallon pail or a whole truckload, give us a call. In Corning, see Miss Robin. Weaverville, see Joe. And in Redding, ask for Kathy, Sherry, or Candace. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, happy holidays, and we do appreciate your business. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
During the holiday season at Wellgate Sports Club, we want to give you the gift of health and fitness. Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, President and COO of Wellgate Sports Club. For a limited time, we are offering no dues until 2016. So call today at 768-1205 for your personal tour. At Wellgate Sports Club, you will experience exceptional every day. At Wellgate Sports Club, we wish all of you a happy and healthy holiday season.
Whether it's a 7-year-old battling cancer, a dad injured in a car accident, or me, a mom of two saved by blood transfusions. Every 3 seconds, someone is in need of blood. You don't have to be a doctor, a firefighter, or a police officer to save lives like mine. Donating blood makes you a hero. Contact Blood Centers of the Pacific at our own Redding Shasta Blood Center, 221-0600.
45 years, the Redding Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit RedingCivic.com or the box office to become a Redding Civic member.
Mark your calendars for the wedding show event of the year. January 17th, it's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, calling all brides, grooms, and families. Join us at Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3 p.m., where you can see over 100 vendors and a special live fashion show with tons of giveaways, including a free honeymoon trip. Make it a day to remember at the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. That's Simpson University January 17th from 11 to 3. See you there.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Trish Clark. It's Thursday, and this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to us by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's, serving caramel macchiato and every other coffee you can imagine. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, proudly serving the finest in your tobacco needs. Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts. And so we've just got some final thoughts here now with my co-host, Baron Browning. So we started this in the city of Anderson, and you've adopted an ordinance in the city of Anderson. Tell us about that.
Well, Ordinance 793... just regulates the amount of butane that can be sold within the city of Anderson. So what we said was 300 milliliter cans, ultra refined, five times or higher. And just so for those people that are laymen, because I didn't know this in the beginning either, all the cans are marked. So they'll say five times, six times, seven times, eight times, all the way to 12 times refined.
And where do they typically sell these?
They sell them large quantities at smoke shops, in the city of Anderson, which I've been to several of them. My concern is twofold. One is they have them stacked so high and so large in the store, keeping within the law, though, because you can have 200 gallons in the area, and then if you have a wall, you can have 200 more gallons. And so there's large quantities of this stuff in the store, stacked from top to bottom. But it regulates that you can only buy two canisters at a time, and then...
And the store does have a limitation on how many they can have in the store. And do we have a way of...
No, not yet. What will happen, I'm working with our fire department right now on quantity to get them, as their new year comes about, they can put in new ordinances on the fire side. Because the fire department in Anderson and the city are two different things. And so the fire department will regulate how much storage-wise, how much can be occupied in there. But what happens is, if you're selling it, you can go to the city of Anderson, and that started at the end of this month, so today's the day. You would go down and get a license to sell butane in this form, and you would get a placard, you would register. You would then have to keep track of people buying the product and their name, driver's license, all that stuff. Then, at that point, they would, you know, the store would keep records of that. Just to be clear, though, if the police ever wanted it, they would have to go get a search warrant. That's still part of federal law. It has no difference than going into your home or into your car for undescribed reasons. If they suspect something, they would still go get a search warrant and then go to the business and say, hey, we have a search warrant. We want to look at your records.
Okay.
That will help us in two different things. It will, one, help us on the selling side for the business, and then also the person actually purchasing it. It is illegal to carry in the city of Anderson, though, effective today, more than two cans in your car.
Okay.
It's a $1,000 fine if you have three cans.
Okay. So what, as a result of that, and now we're looking at the fire department, which is for the benefit of people out there, City of Reading, it's the City of Reading Fire Department is part of the city structure. In the city of Anderson, the fire department is a special district, and it's a standalone special district. So it's, while it works very closely with the chief of police and the city in the city of Anderson, it is a standalone entity and has its own rules and regulations and its own governing board.
Correct.
Okay.
Which you're one of them.
Yeah. Which I am. Yeah. Which I am on that governing board for the fire department. Okay. So what's happened in the rest of Shasta County as a result of your efforts?
As a result of the efforts, we've been contacted by approximately 10 to 12 other agencies, whether that's county or city, saying, hey, we want a copy of your ordinance. I will tell you the supervisors were great to work with during this process of us doing it. We made them very aware that we were going forward with this. The supervisors knew we were. Their legal team and their head, like our city manager, worked closely together on this ordinance with us. Les Baugh and myself worked closely together to put this ordinance in place. And I know that I went and said thank you to them within the last few weeks and said thank you for allowing them to work with me on this and our city. And I know they are moving forward with the county side. I can't tell you what the city of Redding's doing. I've not had much contact with them except for with Gary Cadd, who understands the this process, and he knows what I'm doing with it, and he has read the ordinance. He has a copy of it, and he does want to move forward with it, but I don't know what the rest of the city of Redding wants to do with it. But Red Bluff contacted us. They want to do something with us. We've had several counties and cities along the coast that have a bigger problem than even we do with regulating this, looking at it. So it's taken a life of its own, which I'm very proud of.
Good.
I'm glad it has.
How about the city of Shasta Lake? Have we had any contact with
them? I've not had any contact with the city of Shasta Lake. I will tell you, though, that Doug LaMalfa has been right with me on this. He knows what I was doing. He's seen everything that we've done. He's supported everything that we've done with this from a federal level. And I've also sent it to our state legislators as well. So they're looking at it as well. So we're looking at, not only a city and then other cities and counties, but from a state and federal level. And it's funny because I got a Facebook post the other day that says, well, why wouldn't you just add something to it so they can't do that? Add something to the butane. Well, there is already stuff in the butane. The problem is we need to regulate that it's not okay to refine it if it's only used for this purpose.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go. But at this point, we haven't discovered another use for this other than to make honey oil out of it.
That's correct. I mean, there's a lot of uses for butane.
Oh, for sure.
They use it in a lot of different things. Regular butane, isobutane, they use it in a lot of different things. In butane, which is highly refined butane, the only thing that I've discovered ever in all my almost a year now of research is that it's used for to making honey oil.
Honey oil, yeah. So I find it interesting. So that do they carry like this? Can you go into Walmart and buy this?
No. That's the amazing thing. You cannot go into Walmart. You can't not go into Rite Aid. Any of those places, they do not sell highly refined butane.
Just the regular stuff that you use with your camp stoves or your cigarette lighters.
Correct. Yeah.
Or anything like that. Now, those are readily available any place around. You can still go in. And we're not regulating those. I really want to bring that home. If you've got a camp stove or a little backpack thing that you carry with you and you take your little butane things, you can still go into all of the places you've always bought those, buy them. You don't have to register. You don't have to do anything about any of the above. Those are all readily available. The only ones that are going to be regulated that you're going to have to keep track of, and right now, just in the city of Anderson, are the ones that are specifically used to make honey oil.
Now, do understand, though, that I know that these guys are smart, and I do know that that's why we put in the definition of highly refined. But I do know that they have looked at the ordinance. They know what it says. They know it says 300 milliliters, and I would see down the road that we would
Somebody's going to create a two and a half millimeter can that can't be controlled.
That's right. And so we know that it's ever evolving. We put it in there for change. We know this will happen, and so we've already predicted the future. We're not blind to the fact of what they're going to do next. And so just so you know, the highly refined butane is not even made in the United States. It's made in Japan and Korea. Those are the two places they're buying it from.
Wow. And so
highly refined butane.
Highly refined butane. Well, I think we've covered this subject, and I think we've just about got everything out there that we want people to know. If you do have any questions about it, you can give us a call at 605-4567. We're happy to do that. The next hour, between 8 and 9, I'm hoping that people will have some conversation out there about what they remember good about 2015. We could go on and on and on and on about the bad. We're going to hope that we're looking for a better next year. Not that we won't touch on some of the bad stuff because you can't avoid it. But we're hoping if you've got a thought out there about something really good that happened in your life or in Shasta County that maybe didn't get covered in the news, we hope you'll give us a call in the next hour at 605-4567. To those of you in the chat room, because I know you're there, and I have to tell you that I don't do well with trying to read in the chat room, and so I don't hook up and I can't see what's going on there. But I know you're there, and I appreciate you listening, because I run into you, some of you out on the street, and you tell me you listen to the show, and I know there are comments in there from time to time. I'm not reading them as we're speaking, so I don't know who's out there. But welcome, and I hope you're going to stay with us the next hour as well.
Look forward to the next hour.
Yeah, so we got a bunch of stuff we're going to talk about. The final day of the new year, 2015, New Year's Eve, all those parties, all that stuff coming up. My goodness. And in the next hour, we'll talk about all the good things that happened in 2015. So we're going to go to a break, and we'll be back. About your plans to make me blue with some other guy you knew before. Between the two of us guys, you know I love you more. It took me by surprise, I might say, when I found out yesterday. Don't you know that I had you a great time? Not much longer will you be mine.
News This Hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Officials keeping an eye on flood levels in Missouri have decided to close Interstate 55 in both directions south of St. Louis because of historic flooding on the Merrimack River. As for drivers who find themselves approaching water in the roadway, Missouri Department of Transportation Engineer Karen Yeoman says they've got an actual slogan, turn around, don't drown, when they're trying to drive home.
I saw some pictures out of Joplin, Missouri yesterday from when waters went down, and the pavement was totally broken up. So it's unsafe to drive. We don't know what pavement is like. It does not take much water to wash a car away.
More than a dozen people have been killed in Missouri over the past week, many of them because they drove into high water on the roadway. New York City getting ready to drop the big crystal ball tonight to usher in the new year, but there is a lot of prep work to do before the celebration. Some 6,000 police will be on duty in Times Square to make sure that revelers stay safe. Security researchers are warning gaping cybersecurity holes in railway systems leave trains vulnerable to hackers.
The Tech News website Motherboard reports features once controlled manually, like train signals and locks, are now largely automated. And researchers say hackers could potentially tamper with those features and derail a train or cause a collision. The researchers also point out that engineering and onboard entertainment centers tend to be run on the same networks, so hackers could access an onboard Wi-Fi network in order to tamper with the system that operates the train itself.
That's correspondent Linda Kenyon. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says after Hillary Clinton accused him of sexism, he had no choice but to bring up allegations of adultery against Bill Clinton.
She wants to accuse me of things, and the husband's one of the great abusers of the world? Give me a break. Give me a break.
Trump also says nobody respects women more than he does, but says, in his opinion, Hillary Clinton is not the right choice for the nation. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
I'm feverish and stuffy, but I still see you checking out my sweet cough cloud. See, when I cough, I make a cloud of 3,000 droplets of saliva. Impressive, no?
No.
But your eyes say yes.
Ugh, cough clouds are sick. Take new Robitussin CF Max Severe. It delivers powerful relief of cough, sore throat, stuffy nose, and fever. Robitussin, because it's never just a cough. Use as directed.
The world's largest software company is about to start telling you if it suspects your email has been hacked by the government.
Microsoft is joining others like Yahoo, Facebook, and Twitter in agreeing to notify users of its consumer products if it suspects a government is trying to hack into their accounts. This includes users of Outlook. The change in policy follows reports the company failed to notify users back in 2011 that the Chinese government was suspected of trying to hack their accounts. At the time, it only advised consumers to change passwords, but didn't tell them why. Microsoft says it's changing policy to let users know the hack could be more sophisticated and sustained than others.
Correspondent Wally Hines reporting police say a 24-year-old man tried to scale the facade of New York's famed Four Seasons Hotel and plunged nine stories to his death. The NYPD says Connor Cummings of Rockaway, New Jersey, tried to climb a scaffold on the outside of the 42-story hotel last night. Breaking news at townhall.com. Some new laws for the new year.
Restrictions on carrying guns will ease in Texas, but will get tighter in California. It will be easier to register to vote in Oregon, but there will be another step to take at the polls in North Carolina. Whether to raise the minimum wage has become another hot topic in states and cities, with the issue getting no traction in the current Congress. New voting laws, meanwhile, could help to shape the outcomes in state and federal elections in the coming year.
That is correspondent Rich Thomason. Bill Cosby's attorney says the comedian was charged with a decade-old sex crime simply because the prosecutor was fulfilling a campaign promise. She also says that once she and Cosby can speak freely, quote, everything will be made clear. Speaking on NBC's Today Show today, attorney Monique Presley said that Cosby has been unjustly accused but remains good spirits and will, she predicts, be exonerated in the end. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. It's about 41 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of about 52, low 32. On New Year's Day, a high of 47 and a low of 31. And on Saturday, a high of 49 and a low of about 30. So no appreciable rain in the near future. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts, and you can reach them at 365-3793. It is Thursday, and this is Trish Clark, last day of the year, and I'm joined this morning by my co-host, Baron Browning, who is a councilman from the city of Anderson, but he doesn't specifically have his city council seat on today. He's just here co-hosting with me. Good morning, Baron.
Good morning, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everyone out there. That, you know, gosh, the last day of 2015.
I know, and my favorite part about this is, in the last couple of days I've been saying it on people I knew I wouldn't see again, is, I'll see you next year.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
In 3 days, it's a new year. Is that great or what?
Well, it is, and tomorrow we get to start at fresh 2016, and hopefully you don't party so hardy tonight that you feel fresh tomorrow. That's something to strive for. We talked a little bit earlier, and I just want to throw in again that, you know, it is New Year's Eve. It's a time for fun and what have you. Be sure that you get together with your group, and your, if you're going to be out and about, that you have a designated driver. If not, I want to remind you that you can call
1-800-AAA-HELP.
And they'll come and tow your car.
And you.
And you, and take you home. If you can call a cab. Don't drive. Just don't be doing it, because it's just too big a chance to take. We want all of our citizens in Shasta County to be alive and well and safe tomorrow morning, and we'd just love to not have any major accidents that because of too much partying.
And just remember, it's not only caring about you when you get in the car and drink and drive, but you're also not thinking about everybody else. And so that's what's important, is think about everybody else around you.
Okay, so we had some good things happen in 2015, and we're going to try to focus on some of those this morning, about the good things that happened in our communities, in your home, in your life. And I really would love it if there's got to be somebody listening out there, if you'd give us a call at 605-4567. Tell us something spectacular that happened in your life.
Well, you know what a great thing the end of the year came? Was we are 137% snowpack. I mean, think about the drought and all the last 3 years that we've gone through to get to here. And to wake up today and see that number, I mean, that's a great way to end 2015.
It absolutely is, and I don't think a lot of people have the real understanding of how important that is to the water supply. 30% of the water supply in the state of California depends on that snowpack.
That's right.
And that's how much trouble we get into. Even if we get a lot of rains and a lot of moisture, if we don't have that snowpack as we go into the winter and the spring, the rainfall we've gotten is pretty short-lived and doesn't stick with us or give us the water that we need to go through the year.
Well, not only the water, but the economy impact. You know, our ski resorts are running. People have jobs up there. You know, all those things that come with the snow and what happens with all that, we haven't seen that, and now this is our third year. So for the first time in 3 years, we have snowpack that's not impacted livelihoods.
You know, and if anybody has the answer out there, I haven't done any research into it, but several people have brought to my attention that even with all this moisture and everything that's going on, the lake level up at Shasta Lake is not rising. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me, and if that anybody knows anything about that, I've read a couple of letters to the editor, and a couple of people have brought that up, and I wonder if they're still leaving that much out of the river.
I thought I saw something the other day that it had gone up a couple of feet.
I don't know.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, we should check that. That just popped into my mind, and I remember hearing that and thinking, it doesn't make any sense because we have an appreciable amount of rain. That last storm in Anderson, I have a rain gauge that I certainly don't keep good track of, so I don't always know which rain it. But it's had 2 and 3 and 4 inches in it over the last periods of time. That's some really good rainfall. And it hasn't come. It's come, and then it's given us a chance to soak all that in and bring it down to where we haven't had any flooding or so far any major power outages. So that's a really good thing for the rainfall for this year.
Well, you think about the one rain we got last year, and half of Anderson flooded.
Yeah.
And so this year we've had those things, and just take note though that the city of Anderson did some corrective action from that and cleared out our streams and waterways, which we found, you know, hundreds if not thousands of shopping carts in, but that's a whole different issue. But this year we had substantial rainfall and no flooding this year in the city of Anderson. So,
you know, one of the things that people don't know, but city of Anderson is a myriad of little rivers and streams and ditches that go throughout the community, and a lot of them fall through private property.
Oh, it's up.
Oh, so what is the lake level? Jared?
Well, apparently in October it started going down a little bit, and now it's starting to rise a little bit. I'm not really sure the exact level.
Okay, but so it has come up.
Yeah, there's a little graph here. But
okay, yeah.
So it's gone back up. You know.
Well, wouldn't it be, and I don't think that one rain year is going to fill up the lake. Probably don't want enough water to fill it all up in 1 year, I think, unless it really is dramatically spaced over a period of time, because I'm sure we would have flooding issues as a result of that. Okay, well, what's the best thing that you can think of that happened in your life or in the city of Anderson for the 2015?
Oh, my gosh. By far, is the fact that we've had some pretty serious issues lately with my daughter, and those seem to be going to get resolved with her heart, and so we're blessed to have her, and that's, for me, that's the most amazing thing in my life, is that my family is healthy and safe, and they weren't. There was a moment where it was very, very scary, and now we've got answers and solutions, and we're going to be okay.
Yeah, and what that is, that's just that you had a lot of us that were a lot of prayers going out for Brianna there. Your special little daughter, she's just such a joy.
She's a go-getter.
Oh, she is. She's just a little doll, and that was hard for all of us, and I know specifically hard for you. My heart was just going out to you, but yeah, you're right. See, the prayers worked, and you got her to the right doctors, and so there's a solution in sight for that. You know, I have to tell you, I want to talk about, just for me, a special thing. My Christmas season this year was just the best, and it wasn't. We went through the whole Christmas season. I had company from Idaho, a nephew and a great nephew who were more like a son and a grandson. Been very close to them all my life, and they came quite suddenly, surprised me. in the last couple of weeks, we made plans and didn't really know they were coming. And we ended up going on Christmas Eve to the Raiders San Diego game.
I saw that.
Which was, oh, what a great game. And it was their first NFL experience, both of them. They're 30 and 53, and they'd never been to an NFL pro game. So what a great game. I mean, it had all the drama of everything. And we did our whole Christmas. The great thing about this, it wasn't about presents. It wasn't. We had people in and out. We had lots of festivities and great meals and lots of company. And we didn't open any presents. It was about sharing, and we went to church, and it wasn't about presents. And I thought, what a neat Christmas. After everybody was gone, I had a few little gifts that people had bought me, and I opened those up, like, on the 28th of December. I thought, how cool is that to not have the whole focus of Christmas? We were back to the reason for the season, people and God and our lives. And well, for me, it was a really special time.
I love it.
Yeah, it was great. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
A fish, they think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What are you doing New Year's Eve? Come to a New Year's Eve gala at Mosley's Winery. Enjoy uproariously funny theatrical entertainment, DJ music and dancing, delicious hors d'oeuvres, wine, beer, and a complimentary champagne toast. A midnight ball will be a night of fun not to be forgotten. Proceeds support Harris Studios and Promoting Arts Now. Tickets are available for purchase in downtown Reading at the Enjoy Store or online at harrisstudios.com. Don't miss out on the fun.
Season's greetings. This is Mac McCraw, the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. As an Air Force retiree who previously deployed to Iraq, I know how important it is to graciously say thank you to all the currently deployed soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines for putting your life on the line every day to defend freedom so that all of us back home can keep safe. Merry Christmas to all of you, and we will see you soon when you come home. And thank you, Shasta County family members, for your support during the holidays.
Good music, and this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Give us a call at 605-4567. It is the last day of 2015. This is Trish Clark, because it's Thursday, and I'm always here on Thursday. But it's also the wrap-up for the year, and I'm joined this morning by Baron Browning.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year, Trish, and Happy New Year to everybody out there.
And so we're just kind of talking about good things in life, and I'm encouraging people to call in and tell us something good happened in your life.
Yeah, give us something that was special in your life in 2015, and please call in and share that with us. Again, we are at 605-4567.
And I think we have somebody on the line as we speak, and we're going to speak. Good morning, Billy Bob. Thanks for calling. Good morning, Billy Bob. Thanks for calling.
Well, good morning, Trish. Hey, listen, I just wanted to say, first of all, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
I just wanted to reiterate my appreciation for your effort to continue to serve the County of Shasta with your opinions on Thursday on this radio program.
Thanks, Billy Bob. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and it's always worthwhile to listen to a common sense approach to the problems we have. And actually, I'm quite disappointed with 2015. I hate to be the one that breaks the news to you, but go back to Carl Bott's show on the 21st of December when he was interviewing Leonard Modi, and I called in at the latter segment of the program and asked him two questions. One was, had he ever, as a board of supervisors, in a formal meeting, met with Moody Flat representatives on this big multi-million dollar investment and job creation project? And then my other question was, how come he didn't listen to the State of Jefferson's presentation and didn't represent the constituents and the citizens of Shasta County? But go back and check his snarky remark. I know the answer to the first question was no, they never met. And Larry Lees was also there being interviewed, and that Larry Lees, he's got a chipmunk mouse, you know, kind of voice. He couldn't negotiate a deal. Like Donald Trump says, you either can make a deal or you can't. And that guy, he couldn't deal his way out of a card game. So anyway, now, the Board of Supervisors did not make a concerted effort to meet with him formally. And I think that's a shame. And there's no jobs. That's the other thing in 2015. No jobs. And the thing, this county's still a mess. And everybody's floundering in their own misery. So anyway, but then the second item was, how come he didn't listen to the State of Jefferson? Well, I said, well, it doesn't matter now. We've got enough signatures. We're going around you. You don't have anything to say. You don't even have you don't have anything to say, and we're going around you. And he says, oh, and you got to catch the snarkiness of this remark. He says, oh, we'll see about that. So
okay.
Anyway, I wanted to bring that to your attention. And as far as what, and I'm glad, thankful, Baron, your daughter's doing good. So anyway,
God bless her.
We'll go from there. Talk to you later. Happy New Year, Trish.
Happy New Year to you, Billy Bob. And, you know, that is a disappointment. The State of Jefferson thing, gosh darn it, it is a disappointment to a lot of the people in the county that our elected officials have not seen fit to bring this forward and do support of it. But I do believe they are going around them. And I have an opinion on the State of Jefferson. It's kind of like chicken soup. It sure can't hurt us any, and we have nothing to... We have a lot to gain and nothing to lose by supporting it. I mean, there's no downside as far as I can see.
I mean, I have some questions in regards to all of it, but I don't want to get into it today because we're on a happy moment.
Yeah.
But I, you know, as a city official and what I think I'm elected to do, I have a few questions, and I've reached out to them. Hopefully they'll get back to me. Because I do have some questions surrounding it financially,
mm-hmm.
Because I think that's important for our city and our county to understand what those numbers look like. And in reading all their stuff, I can't get there. And so, you know, from a financial side, which is where I was raised,
uh-huh.
You know, I need help getting there.
I encourage then the people that are listening out there to get a hold of Councilman Baron Browning and spend the time to answer his questions. Because I am convinced that done properly... And it would. I think what sometimes in a nutshell, what people fail to realize when you do a new state is you get to decide how much government you have so you can control the cost of giving it. And I think we get so set up in our brain I know myself, when I look at it, I go, well, where are you going to get the money for this or that or the other thing? And then sometimes you have to just step back and decide, well, do you really want your state to be doing this, that, or the other thing?
And again,
maybe you don't.
Don't disagree, but we have bonds and we have other things that the state has under us as a city of Anderson. Now, we have listened to them.
Yeah.
And so we've listened to them and the state of California, whatever they're called, the other one. So we've listened to both of them. And with, for me anyway, eyes wide open, listening to both sides equally. But, you know, from a city standpoint, we've got to protect our interest, and that's what I was elected to do.
Mm-hmm.
But does it – where do we get – you know, if we go away from that, what about the current bonds that we have to fund things? Where is that money going and coming from? And so
certainly all those things need to be answered, and they would be in the proper format. And,
yes.
And certainly it all is going to come down to a vote of the citizens of this area before it goes out. But I have been supportive of them and listening to them, because there is absolutely no question in my mind, having been around this for a really long time, that we absolutely, at every level, are unrepresented.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
We don't have a voice. Beyond the edges of Shasta County, we may as well be deaf-mute, because they aren't listening, and they're not hearing a word we're saying. I served on enough statewide committees.
AB 109, Prop 47.
I mean, time and again.
Again, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree with their philosophy. You know, from where I sit, I actually signed their petition because that's how much I believe in what there is. But as an elected official, I have some questions.
Yeah.
And
that's a good thing. So there's two sets. We are a republic form of government. I always want to remind everybody of that. We're not a democracy. We elect people to represent us. We ask that they take our input, their own good common sense, and do their research and then make a decision, and that's what we're stuck with, and that's a good thing.
And I'm about research.
And because we also have an opportunity every 4 years to throw them out if they're not making the decisions that please us. And I think that's the beautiful part of a republic form of government. If we're paying attention, and follow through on what we elect people to do, and are they doing their job, where the system falls down is when the citizen fails to follow through. They put people in office and then don't hold them accountable, don't have anybody run against them, never know how they voted, and wonder why we get the government that we get.
Right.
So it's all up to the people. That goes both ways. Not only does it give you rights, it gives you some responsibilities. So, okay, the other great thing that I think, and I'm going to stay close to home here, is the city of Anderson, in my estimation, has done a ton of really good stuff. This last year, we've elected some really good city councilmen.
Thank you.
That are going a long way to meeting the needs of our community. We had a very successful annexation go forward.
Yes, we
that
did.
Is bringing new jobs and new homes and new opportunities for the citizens. We also were able to pass a bond issue or a tax that the citizens of the city of Anderson gave the city council a go-ahead on faith, basically, because they're not bound completely to spend that money. They did just the 50% vote, so that the recommendation and an advisory measure tells them how they want it spent. But the city council really is not bound by that. They can spend it any way they want to, but they are spending it on additional police officers, and it shows. We've got some good stuff going. We've got some great cooperation going between the city of Anderson, the Anderson Fire Protection District, that are really good things for the city where I live. And
the county supervisors. So those three things came together to get the annexation in. It also worked well with the butane honey oil. We're working with us on that too. So they've done some great things to work with us on things. So I don't want to displace that they haven't worked with us, because the county has.
The city of Anderson and Shasta County have a long history of working through issues well to meet the needs of the city, the citizens in the city of Anderson. Tax exchange agreements. We laid that groundwork years ago when we did the Oxyoke subdivision.
That's correct.
It was that Oxyoke area was built in the unincorporated area The wells were put in, but it was always with a conversation going on about how that would eventually transition to become part of the city of Anderson. So the wells were sized properly so they could be hooked to the city of Anderson. All of those things, and a tax exchange agreement was adopted at that time that left the county whole, didn't strip us of, and gave us some growth in the process, along with the city as it was taken over, and they followed through on the other annexation. That's a conversation that needs to come up again countywide about some cooperative efforts on tax exchange agreements, and everybody involved in it needs to get beyond the idea that you can somehow do an overall tax exchange agreement where somebody's going to give up some money and somebody's going to gain some money, because, ladies and gentlemen, that's not realistic. It's just not ever going to happen. So what you do is you do a tax exchange agreement starting from a pace and time and going forward.
That's right.
And agree how you're going to split up that revenue to keep
Absolutely.
Everybody happy. So I've just had to, I spin when I go off into subjects, but I can never get past the tax exchange agreement, try to get people to understand. You can't go back and expect people to give up money they already have.
That's right.
Isn't going to happen. So we're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back on the other side.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, January 7th in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join me, Linda Bott, as I sing my favorite songs from the American Songbook. My special guest will be Bernie Baker on guitar, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Veramontes on drums. Call 243-3377 for reservations today. That's Romance on the River.
Abby, will you be joining us January as we kick off the 2016 Haven Humane Society's Second Tuesday Dinners at Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue?
Yes, I love seeing the grill warriors cooking on that Mongolian grill.
That's right. And with something for everyone, it's a lot of fun loading up your bowl with all your favorites, creating your own stir-fry and sauce combinations.
Please join us on Tuesday, January 12th at Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue on Market Street as they kindly donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven to help care for the animals and work towards placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Will you search through the lonely earth for me? Climb through the briar and bramble.
Okay, and welcome back. It is 8:30. It's about 42 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high of 52 today. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show is brought to us by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, Reading. in our firearms, is their firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting their new long gun or pistol, having their gunsmith work on our guns, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. It's Bastiani Arms at 222-8222. I have to give just a shout out here to those great sponsors that have these local reads or live reads throughout the morning show. And Carl and Linda they have some really great sponsors out there, and I'm not going to even try to begin to mention all of them. And I ask for your patience this morning if your live read didn't get read, that's on me. But Carl does a lot of ad-libbing on some of your ads, and we were just actually talking, one of the great ones that is an ad that didn't get read this morning, the Cypress Square Barbershop. And we all love them down there, but I honestly don't go there to get a haircut. It's man's last stronghold, I believe is how Carl refers to it. And as those of you who know Barron know that he probably doesn't go there either.
Completely bald. Correct.
So, anyway, shout out to those great advertisers, all of you. So many of them are locally owned and veteran owned, and they give great discounts to our local veterans here. And let's do a shout out for the veterans in our community. The end of the year, there's so many organizations and so many people that are involved in supporting our veterans here in Shasta County. That's always been a high spot for me. It was a great honor to live in a community that didn't just talk about supporting veterans, but literally did support them in so many ways. And over the years, we've gained a lot of strongholds with hospital service and doctor service, and certainly the new home out there, our beautiful cemetery out at Igo. A lot of veteran stuff going on, which is not to say, and there are certainly very proactive veteran service officer and office and the county input there that do a lot for our veterans. Never enough. I don't think we can do enough, and we need to continue to step up for our veterans out there, because you know they we owe them so much.
Absolutely, we do. It's great to live in a community, and being a veteran myself, living in a community.
Thank you for your service.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's been my honor and pleasure, but more so the guys that are there today and that are coming home from what we have today. They need all of our support and help, and we cannot thank them enough. And I love living in a community where people love our veterans and they love their police. I mean, those are the two things that I honor, hold, and true, because every day both of those groups go out and protect us day and night.
And they absolutely do. And you know, our people that are on the first line of response, our fire departments, our police departments, and our military, those are the people we've got to take care of. And if you're not respectful and honoring of those people, you're missing something in your life. Big shout out. We are so fortunate, again, to live in a community where we have such great cooperation and response. You're never ever going to be able to afford in any society enough police officers, enough firemen in any community, but the cooperative effort that we get from the Sheriff's Department, the Reading Police Department, the Anderson Police Department, the Highway Patrol, and all the other departments up here, they just do a marvelous job of keeping us as protected as we can be. Fire departments, again, they work real close to cover each other. Great cooperative response.
Yes.
Our income and our response from the state and federal government up here in the North State is not always the greatest. The best thing we've got going for us as a community is that we can cooperate together.
And if I could just give a quick shout out, I know it's not my city, but to the city of Reading Police Department for stepping up and saying, hey, we're going to form this new group. We're going to protect the downtown. We're going to protect the businesses. A huge, overwhelming support, because I have a business downtown too, and so here in Reading. And so for them to step up and say, hey, we're going to come out and protect you. We've formed this special group, similar to the POP team for Anderson. They're now going to cover the downtown area and on Hilltop with special enforcement for the police department. So thank you for doing that. I know all the businesses that not only support here in our radio station, but support, you know, the city. And so a big shout out to them for stepping up.
And a really good point. That's the real positive thing. I know, gosh, But we can't not, I mean, we can't go and not and talk about the last year without talking about the issues. We've got some issues. I mean, good heavens, from the local level all the way up to the federal, and I'm going to try to avoid that today because I don't want to really just get into a bummer talking about how bad off we are at the federal level. But at the local level, we've got some issues. We've got some homeless issues. We've had some in, you know, the encampments that have impacted a lot of our property owners, and it's just not a good thing. It's not a good thing for the people that are homeless and out there. It's certainly not a good thing for the businesses, as you indicate. But this is a good response. The businesses, specifically over on Hilltop and Cypress and around those areas, they started with their group to say, hey, come on, we need help here. We need to work with the city, and we need to, and the city is responding. Not always as quickly as some people would like. And the wheels of government sometimes grind really slowly, but I think this is a real positive thing to happen before the end of the year, and I'm sure that the response from the business owners is going to be great, and just that presence. We proved it in the city of Anderson, where if you get enough ordinances in place and people out there to kind of move that population along and not make it so comfortable for them, you can make a difference in the areas. And you do that, you know, a lot of the other thing I want to give a shout out to the boy in the city of Anderson, the cleanup that's been going on with these homeless and the property, but the stretches of land that I haven't seen in 20 years that have been cleared out
along I-5, yes, right there, yes,
yeah, right, boy, as you go along and I driving up North Street, and all of a sudden now from way back in you can see I-5 all the way up that whole corridor. That property's been cleaned up and looks fantastic.
And look, the city in the population of the city of Anderson came out and said very clearly, here's what we need, here's what we want, and we're going to give you the money to fund it. They did that. Now, it's our responsibility as government to say, okay, police department, you go form this. And I'll tell you, our chief, Michael Johnson, has done a phenomenally great job of dealing with our homeless issue, dealing, and our city has gone forward and moving with landowners and saying, hey, we need your help with this. We need to help move them, you know, into a different area. Now, I don't want to say that we've just moved them out. We go out with other agencies and we say, here's the support you need. Here's places you can go. Here's support you can get. Here's funding. Here's, you know, a place to stay for the night. Whatever it may be, we've always taken those people with us
mm-hmm.
to go deal with the homeless issue in our city. And so we've come a long, long ways this year in 2015. And I could not be more proud not only to be an elected official in the city of Anderson, but, you know, but both what our fire department does. We have a great chief. Don't want to forget to mention him. Rick, you've done a phenomenally great job, if you're listening, with our fire department. Chief Mike Johnson, our police chief, has done a great job on his side. And a shout-out to our city manager, Jeff. He's listened to all of our input. And mm-hmm. and you have five of us giving him input all the time of what we want.
He gets input from a lot of other people, too. I'm one of them. And yes, he does listen.
He does listen, and he brings things forward to say, hey, we could do it this way or we could do that. And both you know, our fire department, our police department, and our city manager have listened to all of our needs, and there's a lot of needs, and formulated a plan to put all the things in place. And from my perspective, 2015 in the city of Anderson looked great.
It did, and I just get, you know, to the citizens that are in the city of Anderson, we've done some important things down there. We've got some issues to deal with our fire department. You know, we have a new fire chief down there. We've taken a really good look at what we can do there and where we're at budget wise. Just throw a figure out there. The citizens of the city of Anderson, they got a really good deal going here. They're getting fire service for an investment of about $20 a year.
It's crazy.
It can't continue that way. We have to come up with a new force of funding, a source of funding to continue to operate the fire department, to keep the citizens of the city of Anderson straight and safe. You'll be hearing more about that in the next year. And I think we can make a convincing case that we need to step forward and make some changes there.
And I couldn't agree more. I was on the financial side with you, getting to the point where we're at today with the fire department. And thanks to our chief and the new board for looking at all those things. But we're not okay.
No, we're not.
And $20 a year, I mean, that's a steal. And it, obviously, it's not a, It's not doable in the long term. And it hasn't been doable for a couple of years. So,
and that's right. This isn't something that we just spent a bunch of money this year. It's really going back and looking at where we're at and how we've been dipping into the reserves. And it's not going to continue forever. So we're going to have to solve it. But I think it's a doable situation.
Absolutely.
And we'll get there. Also, just coming up, last day of the year, and we're going right into 2016. I want to remind everybody that this is going to be the first Sunday of the month. And so at the other great place in the city of Anderson, the Frontier Senior Center, we have the breakfast on the first Sunday of every month. Remember, this is a community breakfast. And so I haven't done this in a while, but I'm going to give you a really good plug for the Frontier Senior Center. This facility is owned and operated by a nonprofit organization. It does not have government funding in it. It's not owned by the city of Anderson, the state of California. We don't operate off of grant funds. It operates off of what we produce as a nonprofit down there. We operate a thrift store over at ETC, over in Anderson, where the revenue from that run totally by volunteers, and our monthly breakfast, community breakfast.
And how much
is
that breakfast?
The breakfast costs $6.
Can you believe it?
And you get your choice of pancakes, sausage and eggs, French toast, or biscuits and gravy. And it's served by the friendliest people you'll ever want to see, all running around in red shirts. They love doing it. Again, all volunteers. So join us this Sunday. First Sunday of the month from 8 to 11, Frontier Senior Center. That's a great part of the city of Anderson in the South County, serving over 10,000 seniors in that area.
And let me tell you, I go almost every month, and it's a hometown feel. It's great food for $6. You just can't beat it. It's phenomenal. And the service, exceptional.
Well, thank you. And we enjoy doing it. So remember, first Sunday of the month, Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over and we all agree. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Coming to the historic Cascade Theater Movie Palace screen, it's an Annie sing-along party, and you're invited. It's the movie musical with all the words on the screen, a great opportunity to slap on a curly red wig and sing your heart out with the rest of the audience. It's the Annie sing-along party at the Cascade Theater, Saturday, January 16th at 2 p.m. Don't wait till tomorrow. Get your tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
What are you doing New Year's Eve? Come to a New Year's Eve gala at Mosley's Winery. Enjoy uproariously funny theatrical entertainment, DJ music and dancing, delicious hors d'oeuvres, wine, beer, and a complimentary champagne toast. A midnight ball will be a night of fun not to be forgotten. proceeds support Harris Studios and Promoting Arts Now. Tickets are available for purchase in downtown Reading at the Enjoy Store or online at harrisstudios.com. Don't miss out on the fun.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Love that song.
When the world seems to shine.
Okay, and like welcome back. This is KTNR, 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Probably in the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Give us a call at 605-4567. Last day. This is Trish Clark. Thursday. Last Thursday I'm going to be here in 2015. Joined this morning by Baird Browning.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
And it is going to be a Happy New Year. And we've been really trying hard here to avoid the negative of the year 2015. We just got to look forward to it's got to be a better year 2016. Some would say it can't get much worse. I'm afraid it can, and it may before this president makes his exit. Got to just get that in there because I just, God help us, he's just got to go away. But we can't be guaranteed of that given his history with the way he keeps changing rules. We think he's leaving. This 8 years is up. But I'll be more comfortable when he's gone. We did have a call. Someone was asking for the address for the Frontier Senior Center. It's 2081 Frontier Trail in Anderson. It's right behind New Tech High School. And it's where the old Hayes Pumps building used to be in Anderson, for those of you who know it. It used to be the Safeway. And now it's that beautiful building right behind New Tech High School. So, and it's open 5 days a week. Lots of senior activities going on there. Greatest computer classes, by the way. If you've got issues with computers, you got a new toy for Christmas, your kid's got you a new iPhone or an iPad, new tablet of some kind, that's the place you need to be. We've got great instructors down there Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I think check the schedule. There's a big newsletter down there. But we've got great instructors who are teaching you how to use all of those little toys that you got for Christmas.
Absolutely.
And anybody can come. And it's all by donation. Everything we do down there is by donation. And so come join us. Baron?
We as Rotary meet there almost every Wednesday, especially in the winter. And then one week a month in the summer. So
another hat that Baron is wearing is Anderson Rotary. And let's just start here. There's some stuff coming up. The first crab feed of the area is coming up on.
Well, I'm being punished this year. So I am the president this year of Anderson Rotary. It's the one punishment in your lifetime of being a Rotarian that you have to pull off. So this is my punishment year. But yes, January 9th, we have our annual crab feed. I'll let you know that we have crab. We have secured crab out of the Puget Sound. 3,500 pounds are being shipped our way on the 7th and 8th, and we'll have it there on the 9th. And it's all excellent, great crab. It's only $45. And you can get a hold. Let me pull this up really quick. You can get a hold of Keith Webster, who's doing it for us this year. Him and Tim Tribble are heading up the crab feed this year. And Keith can be reached at 776-7983.
And remember, this is the kickoff of the crab season every year. The Anderson Rotary, there's a ton of crab feeds going to be coming up. This is the best. This is the start of it. We always kick it off there. It's held at the Anderson District Fairgrounds, Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. January 9th, looking forward to seeing all
$45.
$45.
The cheapest
all you
crab
can eat.
Feet in the area.
And we've got the famous clam chowder.
Yes.
That starts there and then is actually featured at several others throughout the area.
Yeah, John Sherez, world famous clam chowder. It is prepared all day long by him and his crew. And then it precedes itself because it's then at two or three other crab feeds after that. So.
Yes, exactly. So
let me just put a punch in for Rotary. We do so much in that community, supporting not only that, but a lot of Cottonwood as well. And so I'm a proud member, and I'm proud to be the president, too. Even though I said I'm being punished, I am very proud to be the president.
You know, and one of the things, because I kind of got off on the Frontier Senior Center here, and I don't talk about it enough in my estimation, but one of the partnerships we have had all these years is the Anderson Rotary Club. They were with me from the very beginning. We're going to be celebrating our 20th anniversary.
Can you believe it?
The Frontier Senior Center this year. Mark a date on your calendar, May 14th. We're going to be having a huge celebration down there to celebrate our 20 years in alive down there. And what a great facility. For those of you who have not been down there, are unaware of it, it's a huge facility. There's dances there, at least twice a week and sometimes three times a week. We do lunch 5 days a week. There's computer classes, there's quilting, there's a huge exercise program. There's all kinds of cards our quilting ladies make beautiful handmade quilts, that are available for sale to the community. We raffle some off. They'll make a quilt for you if you have, or they'll quilt one that you already have if you have a top. All of the proceeds then go back to the Frontier Senior Center to keep it available for all the seniors in the South County and any place else in the area. But I want to just encourage all of you to come down there and see what, you know, there's so many great things in Shasta County that we have to offer. And a lot of people say to me, where is the Frontier Senior Center? This lady just calls. That always amazes me. 20 years we've been there.
Yes.
And serving the South County in great ways. So what other positive things, Baron, did we miss this morning about 2015?
You know, I was just pondering all of what we had going on this year, but we had a ton of great stuff. The one thing I think we were fairly blessed with is, even though it was another drought year, the fires that happened in our area were very minimal. And we should be very thankful for that, because the surrounding counties and areas away from us were hit pretty hard with fires this year. And as a county, I think we were pretty blessed not to have big ravaging fires that we've had in years past when we've had droughts.
And boy, good point, because we absolutely were, and we're not going to escape that many more times. There's areas in our county that we need to continue to pay attention to, and we need to encourage common sense legislation that allows us to clean up some of these areas and spend the money that we're spending putting out wildfires every year on doing some treatment and management of our national forests. Shasta County has a lot of that land, that federal land, within our borders, and we it's an issue we cannot ignore, and we need to continue to fight at the state and federal level to get management personnel and spend some of that money every year in managing those forests and getting them back in some kind of condition where we don't burn them to the ground every year.
Well, you know, it goes back to the old saying, no good deed goes unpunished. And so years ago, when we decided we were going to save all this money by not managing our forests, this is the price that we've paid. We've paid numerous amounts, thousands, hundreds of millions of dollars more out than we would have if we would have managed it in wildfires.
And it goes all back to the whole global warming and environmental movement to keep our air clear and all of those things. If we'd spend a little bit of money managing our forests and our trees out there and what have you, we'd do a lot for the environment, because we can't control what goes up into the air when we're burning it up. If we'd go in and manage some of those forests and on as far as the watershed. The overgrowth in our forest has a huge impact on the amount of water that's being drained out of the underground.
And I hope this from the bottom of my heart. I hope that the amount of money that we say that we're going to put in for water storage in the state of California actually get used this time. Because we've done this before in the past, and we've done it with many other things, but we get to the point, okay, well, we've had rain for 4 years now, we're all good, and we pull that money away from there, and we stick it to some other need. And then 2 years later, here we are again, we're in the same boat all over again.
Really good point. And there is money there, and they are talking about actually building some of that off-site storage. We the people, again, I always go off on my soapbox, but I firmly believe that we can make a difference. If you can get everybody, all of the people who care, into the position where they're, number one, registered to vote, they're paying attention to the things they can make a difference with, and they actually get out and vote at election time. We're letting too few people have the voice at the local level and at the state level and at the federal level. They're making decisions that impact your life. You can't complain about it if you didn't vote for it, or vote against it. So take it upon yourself to become an educated voter. We can make a difference in our lives. I'm convinced of that. But we have to start in our own communities. We start in the place where you live, in the neighborhood where you live. Pay attention to what's happening around you. quit being reactive and start being proactive in making a difference in your life. If I have any words for 2016, get involved in your community. If you're not, you just don't know what you're missing. You get so much more back by being involved than you give.
Yes, you do.
And everybody has a little bit of time. Go down to your local shelter. Go down to your city, your fire department. We could use some volunteers at the fire department to keep that wonderful museum open. There's many, many things you can do in your community. Get involved in it. Make a difference, and you can make changes. Because sitting around complaining and watching the news and just wanting to pull your hair out or throw something through it just doesn't make a difference.
Well, if I could end with this, I'm honored that you asked me to be your co-host today. And it was awesome for me. I'm almost speechless when you asked me how great I felt about coming here and doing this. And
okay.
Hopefully I get a return because I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, you know, I want to end this morning by thanking Carl and Linda and Bob Belongi, who's usually my board man. Jared has done a great job.
Great job, Jared.
Today, and I enjoy it. But I want to thank Carl and Linda for giving me the opportunity to continue to be a part of this community. I love where I live, and I know most of you. Thanks for commenting to me that you hear me on the radio. I love the comments. I know we have a wide audience out there, even though we don't get so many phone calls. I just want to wish from the bottom of my heart and my family a happy, holy, and prosperous New Year to all the citizens out there. And we'll see you next year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The new year being ushered in with unprecedented security all over the world. Terrorism concerns are scaling back many of the celebrations. Brussels calling off festivities in that city. BBC's Kevin Lee is there.
24 hours ago in Brussels, officials were still constructing the stage for the New Year's Eve fireworks display. This morning, they were dismantling it and removing the security barriers. The decision to cancel the fireworks and stop the public gathering was based on intelligence following police raids earlier this week in Brussels and Liège. Two men are still being questioned in connection with planning and coordinating attacks tonight. And another six have been arrested following more raids today.
Celebrations being curtailed in Paris following last month's deadly attacks. Some 60,000 police officers being deployed all across France. 2016 has already arrived in Australia, China, and Japan, among other places. Somewhere around 1 million people expected to jam New York's Times Square for tonight's ball drop. They'll be joined by roughly